Good evening, beautiful listeners. It's always awesome when it's that time of the evening and I'm speaking to you guys, we're ministering to you guys. This is Real Talk with Miss K. And once again, like I've mentioned last week, we are with the Turners. We are with Pastor Heidi and her amazing son, worship leader in the kingdom, you know, Kyle Turner. So I'm excited, guys. Today's topic is worship. It is just worship. And knowing these people, I mean, if you have a heart after God, worship is like your, I don't know, like your food, right? You know, your energy, your fuel. So I'm excited to hear what, how has their worship come about? You know, how do they worship with God? And worship can come in many forms. You know, it's, I think the bottom line is just spending time with God. That's the core of it. So I would love to hear your guys take on it. Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you guys?
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
It's always a pleasure, man. So what is your guys' take on worship?
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned, you know, because worship is not just a song. You know, worship is not the three slow songs that comes after the three fast songs on a Sunday. You know, worship is a lifestyle, and it's a lifestyle of being completely, completely devoted to Christ in every area. You know, we worship Him with our song. Yes, we worship. That's one of the expressions. You know, we worship Him in our finances. We worship Him in our workplaces. You know, everything that we do. You know, like the scripture says, you know, whatever you do as you're doing it unto the Lord. You know, that's also an expression of worship. So, you know, worship is just being completely sold out for Christ.
True. And yours, Carl?
Shana, like, worship for me. Worship me, I mean, it's always been a big part of my life. Like, there are times where I'm feeling down and out and I don't know what to do. And then I would play music and worship music, and I would just sit and I would fellowship in Christ, and I would get downloads of scriptures. If I can say worship, it's taken me out from the deep. It's guided me. It means a lot to me. Worship, yeah.
Truly, I understand that. I mean, I love worshiping. Being a worship leader, it's amazing. It's a lot of pressure,
yeah,
because you can't just go on stage and just come from. Last night you were out with the girls having a good time. You know, you need to fill yourself so that you can fill others, you know, from God within you fills others. Yeah. But you need to be at the right place to do that. You need to be in alignment with what God wants you to do in order for you to fill others. Mm-hmm. Because many a times we sit in that three worship, three plays, two worship, you know, and that God says, no, what if I just want the whole service to be worship or the whole service to be praise? And if you are not in line with God, you know, you are going to end up doing your own thing and you're going to miss it right there. Have you ever experienced missing it, you know, in the process of worship?
I think so many times, you know, as a worship leader, you know, you've got to be so tuned in, like you were saying, you've got to be tuned into what the Lord is doing and go with His flow. But there's times where you get caught up in a program, or you know, you've got to follow a program, or you're worried about time, or you know, you've got these things going on, and then you know, you fall short. And I've experienced it when I've walked away from the mic. And then I'm like, oh, you know, because I just feel that, oh, you know, like, oh, we should have. And, you know, and we need to have, as worship leaders, you know, we've got to have the boldness to flow with Holy Spirit, because it's in His presence that things begin to happen. And we don't want to miss that wave, because when that wave comes and we catch that wave and He just... You know, his glory just fills that place. You know, we cannot in that moment decide, oh, okay, no, time is up, you know. No, need to move on now. You know, so he's got to have his way, and we don't miss it for, and it's not about us, it's about the people.
Mm.
Because if people come into a service and they come in there, you know, they want an encounter with God, or they want to be healed, or they're crying out to God for something. And if you step away in that moment and you're not hearing God, or you're following the program or whatever, then, I mean, you're also doing a disservice to the people that came in for, you know, for that particular thing. So, yeah.
Do you know what annoys me? Though being a worship leader, I'm not going to lie, guys. There are times that you get those people that come in that, you know, they're wanting to get like a change in their heart. But then there are more times that I've seen people sit there and like they're not feeling how I'm feeling on the stage. So I feel like, you know, I'm having this encounter with God, and the worship that's coming out, like I'm even shivering of my own voice, or of the voices of the band and everything. And the people are just like sitting, yawning. And it really, from my point of view, it puts me down. It diminishes what I feel that God wants to do. I feel down and out, like, why am I pressing so hard? Like, it's not even doing anything, you know? And like, have you ever experienced something like that?
No, I remember I used to feel that way, because you're like, what's happening? You know, there's some people that's getting it, and then there's some people that will literally stand with arms folded, and you know. But you know what, at the end of the day, when we are leading worship, we're leading the songs, and you know, we cannot look at the people. I know that as a worship leader, yes, you're told, you know, you need to see the responses of the people, but you know what, we still have to go in there and we need to draw focus to Christ. You cannot take responsibility for someone who has their hearts closed up, you know. They need to open up their hearts, and that is why it's so important to begin to teach on what it means to worship, you know, having that surrendered life, that surrendered heart when you're coming into that place of worship, and what it means to surrender, you know, if you want to encounter Christ. So, you know, you can't look at the people in that aspect and get angry up there where you are, because at the end of the day, it's not in our control. God is in control. You know, we need to be as worship leaders, or as the band, you know, we need to say, Father, we're doing this for you. You need to have your way.
Amen.
He needs to have his way. It's his presence. It's his touch that's going to touch and change people. We can have the best set ever, and we thought, woohoo, you know, and maybe nobody's heart is getting changed. So as the band, you know, our hearts also needs to be sold out for Christ. And I don't know if you've experienced it, but I've experienced it where we've been like, that was the worst set ever. Like, so many things went wrong. Like, you started the song off key or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then after church, people were going, oh my gosh, that was so amazing. That was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking now, wait, what? What just happened?
Are you listening to the same thing I just did?
Right. And that is when, you know, that is why worship, you know, you need to let God do what he does, you know. Let him come and do. We just make room for him and allow him to come and fill the place and do what he does, because we can't do those things. All we do is we step up there and these songs that will really touch the heart of people as they're surrendering to Christ, and those that are choosing not to, you know. That is why another thing is, again, you know, we just have to be so prayerful. Be prayerful before, you know, leading right up unto, you know. Be there before, pray together, you know, set the atmosphere. Mm. You know, we can't also just come in and worship, you know, come in and set the atmosphere. Mm. We need to reverence God. And maybe people don't know what it means to reverence God. So I think the teachings on worship and honoring the presence of God and reverencing his presence, you know, those are things that needs to be taught. You know, sometimes people don't understand it.
Yeah.
And they're coming in with, oh, this is just the songs before the word, because I came here for the word. I didn't come here for the music, you know. Yeah. So sometimes it isn't understanding, and that has to be taught in churches.
No, true. I've always seen how off, like before we go on and we pray, how the atmosphere is a bit better, how we as a band connect better with each other, how we feel more in tune with God, you know. But if we don't pray, like, I don't know, the speaker blows, the mic is not on, and like everything just goes completely wrong. So there is power in prayer. Definitely, especially before you go into an interview, before you sing, before you do anything, you know, prayer changes the atmosphere. Prayer does something, guys. So, Kyle, I just wanted to know, in what way has your worship drew you closer to God?
I know of an experience, if I may share that I had. This was a good few years ago. Our youth went out to a visiting a youth in somewhere in retreat, if I'm not mistaken. And again, like, the worship was on point. Like, it was amazing worship. And then it abruptly got
cut.
Yeah, thank you. Because they had to follow a program and a time, like a time slot. And at the end of it, yes, we were all happy at the fact that, you know, it's like now it's like there was food, there were games, there were activities to do. But at the same time, yes, you might be happy and all because, you know, there's food, there's games. But deep down, there's something missing. Mm. And then I got home, and then it's like still a part of me was missing because I had a moment in worship, and for it to be cut like that, it's and now what?
Mm.
So you're just supposed to go home, live your life, and it's not easy because you go home and I'm in bed, you cry, and like, why am I crying? So then eventually, like, you know, I picked up the Bible, I played music again, and with that, it's like that place that I was in at that time, at that moment, I went back to that place where I was in his presence, where I could soak up more instead of just being cut, okay, no, because food has to be served, it's going to get cold.
It's sad, man.
Things
it's
like
sad.
That. It's horrible because the thing is, I mean, you as, or for me as a young kid, you want to go to a church or a youth where you can bask up the presence of Christ and have it cut because, again, the food's getting cold or something has to be done. So basking in worship and in Christ, I mean, it's like, for me, it means a lot because with that has brought me out of the dirt when I was going through certain issues. So yeah, it really helps a heck of a lot. So yeah.
Well, that's awesome, and I know how that feels. Also, when your spirit just feels unsettled because you didn't finish that worship, but your spirit just doesn't feel good. And sometimes these people don't understand how they disrupt the presence, and it disrupts our spirits.
Yes.
You know, because in that moment, God was about to break something, or God was about to change something, or let something fall loose, you know, and then it's been cut because they're not in tune with God.
That's when we make it about ourselves and not about Him. Every single worship moment is about God. Even as the band or the worship lead, I mean, you can't take that on your shoulders and be like, oh, this is my moment, it's not your moment. Every single moment is God moment, is a God moment, and He's the one that sets the set list, you know. Even putting the set list together, it's got to be done so prayerfully so that we can say, you know, God, have your way completely in this place.
No, true. Before we end, guys, I mean, I enjoyed having the Turners with us this week. You guys are truly blessed. I mean, I can't wait for you guys to join us again. I'm also a strong believer in Christian businesses and supporting. And the Turners have their own business going. So can you guys just tell us a bit about it and then how to contact you guys?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, we own Cape Town Adventure Tours, and it's so much fun. You can book your boat trips, your quad biking, paragliding, skydiving, helicopter trips. You know, we book all of those things for you. We take the hassle out of it. And you can contact us at Cape Town Adventures t3@gmail.com, or you can WhatsApp 078-213-9277, and we can book your awesome experiences.
Yeah. Sorry. if you whether it be a birthday, a romantic date for you and your partner,
team building.
Yeah, you can message us. We'll, like my mom said, yeah, we'll do all of the hassles for you. We'll take it off your shoulders, and we'll get everything done for you.
Sounds amazing. I know where I'm going and what I'm doing. Guys, that is Real Talk, and it's the end of our show with your girl, Miss Kay. See you guys next week. Enjoy your Friday.